Yeah, we're holding the daf Ayin Amud Beis. Just last Gemara we just finished yesterday where the kasha was upon Shmuel. Why does Shmuel have to dashin chilek malachas from the pasuk Chalel Mas Yumas? Why doesn't he dashin like Rabbi Yosef from the pasuk Achas and Heina? That there are two Shmuel, Achas, she Heina, the Heina, she Achas le Mashmalei. To Shmuel, that Rosh is not Mashmalei. He doesn't hold Achas and Heina to teach us that Amol for a lot of malachas Yechayiv a separate chatois. Therefore, Shmuel had a dashin from the pasuk Mechaleo Mas Yumas. So, to more about it. Voi mine Rovim Rav Nachman. Rovim Rav Nachman clears a shayla. Helem zeb zeb biyodimal. That we had before, that the ikish shkog there is, if you forgot today was Shabbos, plus you forgot these malachas rosa. So you forgot two things. For the shayla was, on this one Shabbos you did five malachas. How many chatois are you chayiv now? Rashi zeb zeb Shabbos malachas mal. Chayiv achas akulam, are you chayiv only one chatis, because the shkog was you forgot today was Shabbos. Oh yeah, kolachas viachas, maybe no, still yechayif every malacha a separate chatis. Or can we boil it? The shailer is hard, the ton liyel. That's what it says liyel. Shogog bezeh bezeh, shogog gama b'toyro. That's what you're shogging on both of them. That's the yikish shogog that says in the toyro. Mahu, lechiyu v'chodo. Does it mean before you only chayif one chatis? Or lechiyu v'yakulo. Or means yechayif on all of them. Or we must need some for now, mishna da shachech yikish shabbos dey nechayif alachas lay shaminim lay. That's only one shogeg. You forgot b'chol there's such a thing as Shabbos. Yuchemi boilo now is shaleriz b'yodayik as Shabbos. No, you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Avo malachas halolu eni yodayi shasuras. Just you forgot these five malachas arosa. That's one shogeg. You forgot the malachas arosa. V'yoyd nelem emenu and you also forgot shayoyim Shabbos. You forgot today was Shabbos. Dikala mitlish gogo akol mulocha mulocha. Here the suffix is, you could say you're a shogeg separate shogegs for each mulocha. However, your day, you can Shabbos, you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Just you forgot, you can't plant, you can't plow on Shabbos. Dikala mitlish haloma ash Shabbos. Vichosh gogi, but me the gisa, you also forgot bechal today was Shabbos. So you could be told all the mulochas were being done because you forgot today was Shabbos. So how many shogegs is this considered? How many chatois do you have? So the Gemara, Omale, Harei Helem Shabbos B'yodoy, V'ene Chayev Elachas, since you forgot today was Shabbos, therefore it's called one Shkog, you only Chayev one Chattis. So the Gemara, Adarabba, Harei Helem Malachas B'yodoy, but you also forgot each Malach is also, so that'd be called separate Malachas, separate Chattis, V'chayev, separate Shkogos, V'chayev HaKolachas V'yachas, Elu Omer Rashi. Rashi says the Shalos like this, let's see. Chazina, let's see. Im Yishrim Shabbos Kaporis, if when you tell him it's Shabbos today, that's why he stops doing the Malacha, right? Helam Shabbos B'yodai. Yitzirai, the Shkoga was upon Shabbos, is only Chayiv one Chattis. Ve'in Chayiv Alachas. Vim Yishrim Malacha Kaporis, but if you when you tell him the Malacha, you're now out of plow, he stops because you told the Malacha is awesome. Harai Helam Malachas B'yodai, V'chayiv Kolachas V'yachas. Then it's Harai, the Yikish Shkoga was the fact that he forgot these Malachas are awesome, and that's why He stopped doing it now, so that's why it's called a separate shkog, the yechayiv a separate chatois. So the Gemara Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, name like we had before, klum parish mishabes elam mishum malachas. You need two ingredients to ask somebody not to do malachas on Shabbos. You have to know today is Shabbos, and you also have to know the malachas are awesome. So the only reason why he stops is when he knows these two facts. He knows it's Shabbos and it's awesome. Is klum parish mishabes elam mishum malachas? Why does somebody stop doing the malachas when he knows that Shabbos only even knows the malachas are osur? And klum parish malachas, even when you tell the malachas are osur, elam mishum Shabbos, the reason why he stops is because it's Shabbos. Ela loishino. Ela teretz says loishino. There's no chiluk. So Rashi learns pshat el loishino v'inachay b'lachas. There's no difference. And the ikish shkoga here is the fact you forgot today was Shabbos. It's considered one shkoga. Therefore, you're nechayev one chat. So the Gemara Tanan, we learned in the next Mishnah, Ovis Malochas Aboyim Chosrachas. There are 39 Ovis Malochas. Ve'avinam bo, the Gemara is the Kashem in Yon Alomali. Why does the Mishnah after Cheshbunah is 39? It already counts every single one, Harisha and this and this and this, all of them. So let's count them up, we'll know this 39. Why does the Mishnah have to say 39? Ve'amari Ab Yechon says the reason why the Mishnah says extra 39, to teach us a Chiddush. Shemos and Kulam, Delam Echod Chaye Bekolachas Biachis. It's commoted on one Shabbos, Yechayiv 39 chatois. He did every malacha, Yechayiv separately. Now the question is like this. I am with Bishlein, the helim ze bize, ze vize biyodoi. Chai ve kolachas viyachas shaper. If in the same case when the guy forgot today was Shabbos, but he also forgot all the melachas are rosa, still you go boss of the melachas and you chayiv a separate chattis for each one, it's gemol to v'yechin as chiddish. Then the case where the guy did all lamates melachas, he's chayiv lamates chatois. Eli Yamab, if you could tell me, helem Shabbos biyodi. In the case where the guy forgot today is Shabbos, Eina chayiv alachas, he's only chayiv one chatis, it's called one shgoga. You forgot today was Shabbos, his heichi mishkachas lo. How could you find this case that he's chayiv 39 chatois on Shabbos? You have to say, bezodin Shabbos is only gemol, where you knew today was Shabbos, it means you were zodin in Shabbos, you knew today was Shabbos. The shigas malachas, where you were shaggy just, you didn't know the malachas were also, but you vade knew today was Shabbos. Because you're telling me where the person forgot today was Shabbos, even though we also forgot the Melachas HaRosah, it's called Zev Zev Biyodin, you only chayiv one chatis. So how is it a shayach that you chayiv know 39 chatois? That's where you have to know today is Shabbos, just you forgot the Melachas HaRosah. For at the Gemara, how can you have such a person? If the guy did all 39 Melachas, he did every single Melacha, what does that mean the person knows today Shabbos? It's not enough to say the guy, like today you have more people that know Shabbos is, they know that you have to light candles. They know you have to make Kiddush. But after that, they know nothing. Mashmah, that's not called knowing Shabbos. If you know Shabbos means you have to know Shabbos as Nogeya to some Yisurim, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do certain Melachas. That's called you know the Shabbos. But this person you're telling me now was over all Lamates Melachas. It means he was a Shagig. He did not know any one of the Lamates Melachas. So the kashrus was, what do you mean he knows today Shabbos? He doesn't know the Shabbos, not get any Yisroel. He's weiter. If you hold like Reb Yechon and Shita, that a shaydig is enough to say you don't know the Zechiv Chorus, but you know there's a mlav not to do the mlochis to Yomar. Keep with your shagag the chorus. The person was just a shagag in chorus alone. It's keep with your shagag the chorus. Once you're a shagag in the chet of chorus, you don't know there's a chorus. Even though you know there's a lav. Mishkakas lo, that's also called the shkoga. Then it's good, this person. Mishkakas lo, the yodel le Shabbos b'lav. It's called the person that knew today was Shabbos. What do you mean he knew today was Shabbos? He knows you're not allowed to do lamatas melachas on Shabbos. But he thinks there's only a lav, that's all. He doesn't know there's a curse involved. So that's called the shkoga. He's chayiv chatis. So in this case, that he didn't know any one of the lamatas melachas has a chatis, he's chayiv 39 chatois. I didn't know there was a chorus. Eli sabalok reb shirim melokas. But if you hold like mishlokish, the yomarat sheyishkoy b'lav the chorus, that what's called the shkoga that you chayiv a chatis. Where b'chlal you did not know there's even a lav. You did not know b'chlal. It's also to plow on Shabbos, also to plant on Shabbos. Or was this person did not b'chlal know the lamates melokas? Is the yodel le Shabbos for my? What is it considered? He's a zodin b'Shabbos. He knew today was Shabbos. What do you mean he knew today was Shabbos? He did not know there's one lamates. There's one malach ras on Shabbos. That's not called. He knows the Yisroel Shabbos. And the Gemara that we had before, the Yodlei B'tchum Alibud Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, the person knows today is Shabbos, and you're not allowed to walk outside Yud Beis Mil. You can't walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos or Alibud Rabbi Kiva. That's an Issur Diraisa. Then the other lamates malachas, he was 100% shagig. He did not know b'chal. It's also to do him, and that's the Chiddush and Mishnah. Mo Yechayiv 39 chatois. For every malacha, Yechayiv a separate chatis. So the Gemara, Omar Rova, Kotza v'tochen kigregris. Somebody did two malachas. He cut off, let's say, apples off the tree, and then v'tochen he went and grinded them on Shabbos. Two different office malachas. The kigregris, that's the sheer ba'ochlin you need, the size of a dried out date. B'shigag Shabbos. That means that the morning he forgot today was Shabbos. V'zodin malachas. He knew the malachas were osur, but he forgot today was Shabbos. So far he's only chayiv one chatas, because the shkoga was on Shabbos. This happened in the morning on Shabbos. Now in the afternoon on Shabbos, v'chozav v'kot sevotochen kegregris, he went ahead and did the same two avos malachas again on the same Shabbos. He again pulled off a fruit off the tree and again grinded them. But this time was b'zodin Shabbos. He already realized today was Shabbos. V'shigagas malacha. His shkoga now was he forgot that there's such a malacha of cutting off, or he forgot there's a malacha of grinding. Now, as far as this goes, l'chorishi b'chayi tu chatois,
because here he knew today was Shabbos, so the Shgoga was in the Melachas, the Chura Shibi Chayiv too, Chatois. Now, V'noi Deloy Al Ktsiro Utchino Shal Shigiga Shabbos. He found out later after Shabbos that he did the first chet in the morning, which was a tzira and a tchina, that in the morning he had forgotten that it was Shabbos. V'zod in Melachis, he knew the Melachis were Rosa, just he forgot today was Shabbos. So at that time he's only chayiv now one chatis. Then v'chozav v'noi deloy al ktsira v'al tchina. Then later on he found out that he did a second chet, that in the afternoon on Shabbos he did a second time a ktsira and tchina, and at that time it was shel zod and Shabbos. It was that he knew it was Shabbos at that time. V'shigas malachas, but at that time the shrug was he forgot the two malachas rosa. Even though for the second two chatoyim, l'churu there should be a chiyuv to bring two chatoyis, still, Rava says he's yotzah, the whole kapara was just the first chatis. Why? There's a svara of ktsira, gereres ktsira. That means the morning he did a chet of ktsira. And for that, he can bring now one korban. That korban is mechapa, the two haveris he did in the morning. Zayzik tzira, zayzik tchina that was done in the morning, since it was one shkog of Shabbos, he's mechapa with one korban. Now this one korban that's brought on the morning tzira is automatically gorer the afternoon's tzira also. That's a svara from tzira, gorerus tzira. Since the chet of tzira is the same av malacha done twice on the same Shabbos, so if you have a kapora for the morning's chet, it automatically is gora schleps along with the kapora for the second avera done in the afternoon for the ktsira. And who adinu tchina gereres tchina? Since this first korban is being mechapa for the morning's tchina, since they were both done with one shkog of Shabbos, it's one chatis b'yotze both averis. Now since he has the kapora with this korban on the tchina done in the morning, the melechas tchina in the afternoon is also mechaper with the first korban. The svara tchina gereres tchina, that the morning's tchina schleps along with it the afternoon's tchina to get a kapora with the second, get a kapora with the first achatis. So Rashi on top and Ayin Aleph, ktsira gereres ktsira, shniya bichaparosa. The first ktsira schleps along the second ktsira also. No adinu tchina gereres asatchina. The morning's tchina schleps along with it the second aver of tchina. Hashniyav nischapru kulam. They're both mechapu with the same korban. The kaim alone we hold ochal shnei zeis techele belemechot. Let's say somebody starts in the middle of the week, eats two kzeisim of chelev, 1 and 9 o'clock in the morning, and 1 10 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock, and a chayiv elachat, he's only chayiv one korban. If that was the hele mechot, the same avera being done over and over again, there's no yediyah to mechalek, you only chayiv one korban. V'zeh, in this case here, sh'osa shtei ktsiros. Behele mechot, he did the two melechas ktsiros on the same Shabbos, behele mechot, he did not know in between the derechet. Shleinoi daloi ben ktsiro leksiro shechoto v'yaf al pi shalom shal shniya cholak tzas misal rishoina, even though really there are two type of halomis for the morning one and the afternoon one. Because for the morning one there's only one chiyav korban, one chiyav chatis. But really for the afternoon chet, since there you knew was Shabbos, thus the shkoga was on the malachas, you should be chayiv to chatois. Still we say a svara, soif. Hela mechudu, and the mitzvah you did the two averis, the two ksiris, bela mechud. The loy noy de loy shechotu. You did not know you did a chet. The yediyas, who the mechalekis. What's mechalek here to be mechayiv you to chatois is yediyah. Hilke chat is zu. Since you are mafresh this one korban to mechapa for the two malachas being done in the morning, is atavayo kaimi. This one chatez is mechapa both of them. Since it was one shkoga, you've got it with Shabbos. There's a svara now, any malach of ktsira you do throughout the whole day of Shabbos is mechapa with this one korban. Since it was done belamechad, you didn't have a di in between. He did not have the idea. V'yematchina, and with the morning's chet of tchina, you grind it. Nizchapru kol ha-tchina sholov. You also have a kapara for all the tchinas done that day on Shabbos with one helem that you did not know in between. Kishosim bela mechad, bidu adon bela mechad, there's a new svar from Greira. that the tchina is goru all the tchinas of the day, and the ksira is goru all the tchinas of the day. Abuzot rova, let's say fakert. Avonoi de lo yal ksira. But if at first, moitsoi Shabbos, you realize you did the second chet, which was shel zot in Shabbos, in the afternoon at that time you realized today was Shabbos, v'shigas malacha, but the shkoga was on the malachas. That means, so you mechayiv now to bring yourself two kabonas. You have to bring a korban for the ktsira, and you have to bring a korban on the tchina. Since each one was an own shkoga, you knew today was Shabbos, so the shkoga was on the malachas, so you have two shkogas here. You chayiv two kabonas. Is ktsira gereres ktsira? Avonoid l'srash learned, the Gemara says, avonoid l'yal ktsira. He's later moitsoi Shabbos, you only realize so far you did the ktsira of the afternoon. You don't even know yet that you did a tchina also in the afternoon. And you don't even know yet tchina is also. So far you still think tchina is mutter. They only told you at night that ksira is also. So you only have a idea now that in the afternoon you have a chia so far for one korban to bring a korban for the ksira you did. Is a chiddush ksira gereres ksira u tchina shimo. When you mafresh now this korban for the afternoon's ksira, automatically you also mechape the morning's ksira. That's a svara from Gerera, that the ksira of the afternoon, once you have a kapora for the avera of ksira, is mechape all the ksira she did that Shabbos. Now once you have a kapora in the morning for the morning's ksira, memelas geschlep with it the kapora for the tchina. O tchina shima. And the tchina that you did in the morning, that malacha is also mechaper. Hey, since the morning is tchina the ksira, is like one chet, because there you forgot it was Shabbos, you only chayiv one korban. Once the afternoon's ksira schleps along the morning's ksira with its kaporo, automatically the tchina also is also mechaper. Ma'ashenkeinu tchina sheknegdoi. Now in the afternoon, when then you realize it was Shabbos, and you did two averis, ksira and tchina, So far you only realize you did the avera of ktsira, you bought a korban for the ktsira. That korban though cannot be mechaper for the tchin you did with it, since you don't know about it right now. So you only mafresh this korban for the ktsira, and the tchina needs its own kapara. You have no kapara for the tchina. Is the tchina shekhnegde bimkoim amedis. That still stays by itself. It needs another korban. So Rashi, avonoi de lo yal ktsira achreina. If you realize first that night, Mitzvah Shabbos, you did this chet in the afternoon of cutting on Shabbos with the Shigas Malacha. Shebezod and Shabbos Shigas Malacha. At that time you remember it was Shabbos, just you forgot the Malacha was also. The Hifrish shall their korban, and your mafresh korban for that chet, hoyol of a korban, ze, lo shaychit chineshima. With this korban, the tchin has no shaychis to it. Do akol chodem mechayiv, on each avera you have a separate chiyav chatas. You have a misyad letavai. If you would have known right now that in the afternoon you did these two averas, the ksira and the tchina, you'd be mechayiv to bring two kabonis now. Is a svara, now that you only know you did the ksira, so you have a kapara for this ksira. There's a svara ksira, gereres ksira rishayna. And the second afternoon's ksira schleps with it his gerer the morning's ksira to mechapa for that. And as a chiddush now with tchina shimosha rishayna. Once you have a kapara for the morning's ksira and tchina is like one mice averim. So automatically it's mechapa the morning's tchina also. About tchina achreina. The tchina that you did in the afternoon. Shek negdo shavishayna that kneged the morning's tchina bimkoyim medis. That you don't have a kapara for yet. When later on you realize that tchina is also to do on Shabbos, and in the afternoon you did a melechas tchina, is mechayev alo. You have to bring a korban for that tchina. That tchina does not have a kapara. That's Rabbi's svara. Abaye Rama, those at Gemara, Abaye says, tchina nami gereres tchina. Name. Once the morning tchina has its kapara, because it works, almost like around the cloud, like around the circle, that first you have a kapara for the afternoon's ksira. Now the afternoon's ksira automatically is mechapa for the morning's ksira. Now with the morning's ksira automatically you have a kapara for the tchina, because that's like one ma'aseh avera. So at the Abaye we say like grera legrera. Once the morning's tchina is schlepped along with the kapara, it has a koyach to mechapa even the afternoon's tchina also. So at the Abaye, hey tchina nami gereres tchina, why shame tchina achasi? One tchina, it's called. So once in the morning, you have a kapora for the morning's tchina, automatically the afternoon's kapora and tchina is also mechupa. Does like Abaya. So Drashi. Shem tchinachasi, v'yafagav the kemaisa gufa, begrer asya, even though the morning's tchina only has its kapara with the yisoid of Greira, because really there's no korban set aside for Trina. This korban was only set aside because you did ksira in the afternoon. Now the two ksiras in the morning and the afternoon is like one shame. But how is the korban mechapa for the morning's Trina? That's only with Greira. So Abaye says, you say Greira to Greira. Once you have the morning's Trina schlepped along with the kapara, the morning's Trina has a kerch to schlep along the afternoon's Trina also. So Drashi, Hamrina and Greira le Greira. Abaye says, you say the Svarach and Greira le Greira, two things can be schlepped along. Yet, correct, the Gemara, me is le the Rav and Greira, there's Rav, a whole from Greira altogether. So Drashi, a Trina Shima Kaporach. The Kasher is now that the Trina in the morning, did that have a Kaporo, the Megara im Haktsira, that's schlepped with the morning Sira. The korban lav he ksirifresh. The korban you set aside was not for the morning's ksira. The korban was that you realized in the afternoon you did a ksira with a shigas malocha. Then you set aside a korban for that. So we say the ksira is mechapa the morning's ksira. And once you have a kapara in the morning's ksira, it schleps along with it as trina. We did rashal go the korban lav he ksira ifresh din a kul lav greira iko the ksira o ksira belamechod lav greiri. That the afternoon's ksira is mechapa the morning's ksira, that's not called greirihi. The whole shema zera hanichbo kam upomim behelamechod ein bo yelachat asachas. That's tam malachim. Every time you did the same malachim over and over again, it was behelamechod. You only need one kapara. So here you did a ksira in the afternoon, and you have a korban to mechapa. If you add, automatically this korban is mechapa for the ksira you did that day. But the chiddush is though the morning's tchina. You did in the morning a ksira and a tchina, two avos malachis. But since it was b'shiga Shabbos, like one ma'isa veron, so we say once you have a kapara on here for the chet, it's automatically mechapa the tchina also. That's called the svara from Gerera. For at the Gemara, there's Rava hold from this svara. For itma we learned. Ochal shnei zeisei chelev belamechet. Somebody ate two kezeisim of chelev belamech with one forgetting. There's he ate 9 o'clock chelev, and then he ate 10 o'clock, again another kezeis of chelev. Belamechet, he didn't realize yet in between that's also teeth chelev. V'noide lo yalachas mihin. Then later, at let's say 10, 11 o'clock, he finds out that at 10 o'clock he ate chelev. But about the morning, 9 o'clock, he doesn't know he did that yet. But he knows about one of the noyd loy alachas mihin. For choza v'yochal kzayis. No, forget. The noyd alachas posha means now he realizes that in the morning, what he ate 9 o'clock, that was chelev. Hey, so he ate 9 o'clock chelev and he ate 10 o'clock chelev. The while he thought both times he ate mutadik meat, a mutadik of fats. Now 11 o'clock, he finds out that what he ate 9 o'clock, that was chelev. So he knows now he did one chet at 9 o'clock. The 10 o'clock eating, he still doesn't know it was chelev, he still thinks that was shuman. Now, because of Yochel Kezayis Baloma Shasheni, now at 11:30 he goes and eats a third time of Kezayis of chelev, which he still thinks is shuman, and the second eating, he also still thought, he doesn't know he did a chet yet. So the second and third was with one helem, and the first and second was with one helem. Notice, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock he ate chelev without knowing. After 10 o'clock, he realized that he did a chet in the morning. But he doesn't know he did a chet 10 o'clock. Then 11 o'clock, he again eats chelev. So the second and third is with one helem, and the first and second was with one helem. Is Omer Rav. Rav said the loch is like this. Hey, the korban alarishin, if he brings a korban for the kapara of the morning, 9 o'clock eating, is the loch alarishin v'sheni mischaper, and that's all. Just the first two kezeisim amachaper, because they were behelem echot. Mashenkin, the third one, since before you ate the third one, you had a idea that you ate the morning's chalif, so the korban can't be mechaper for the third eating. Gimel ain't a mechaper. Tosat rova. Let's say faket, heavy korban ala shlishi, you realize that you did a chet, the third eating, you brought a korban for that, is shlishi b'sheini mischaperin. Because they were both done with one helamechon. When you ate the second kezias and the third kezias, in between those two eating, you didn't know you did a chet. So if you bring a korban for the third eating, it's automatically mechaper you for the second eating. Ma'ashen ken rishon ein mechaper. How's Rava, the first one though, is not mechaper? And this is the kasha. Why don't you say Gerera? As you bring the korban for the third eating. Now the third eating is also mechaper the second eating, because the second one was with the same helam as the third one. But you say now as far as not mechaper the first one, because the first one was not with the same helam. But the kasher is, if you're going to say Gerera, once the second one is also mechaper because of it was behelam mechaper of the third, once the second one is mechaper, the second one should automatically schlep with it the other kapara for the first one, because the first and second was also done behelam mechaper. So why don't you say once you have a kapara for the second one, it should automatically schlep along the kapara for the first one also? And Rava says not that. Rava says he not mechaper for the first one. It's a ray, you don't say Guru. That's the Gemara's kasha. Steer in Rava. Hey, the korban alem soy, but lo yitzui is mafresh the korban for the middle chet, then the nechanami, nischapu chulan. Then Rava's moida, vadi mechaper, all three. Because when mechaper for the middle one, the first one was the helam of the middle one, and the third one was in the same helam of the middle one. Therefore, you have a kapara for all three. Zokta baya, baya wa menena, filo hevi korban alechum him, nischapu. Why? Because it's a sfor of greira. If you bring a korban for the first one, for the first and second, both automatically get its kapara because it was behelam echad. Once the second one has a kapara, zokta bayu, automatically the third one is mityashlep with it, because the third one was done behelam of the second one. So you see, Rava does not hold from Gerera, a pusher to Gerera, and Abai is the one that says Gerera. And for the Gemara, Reina Chanami, Bosa the Shama me Abaya, if the Rava heard from Abaya that there's such a swara of Gerera, Savra, he also holds from Gerera. Rava was makabel from Abaya to say Gerera. For at the Gemara, if Rava was makabel from Abaya, Hochi, Tchina Nami Tigrut Letchina. Why doesn't Rava say that again, when you brought the korban for the afternoon's ksira, which was done by Shigas Malachas? So we say the kapara goes for the afternoon's ksira, and automatically it's mechapa the morning's ksira, and now you hold from gerera, which schleps along the morning tchina also as a kapara, but the afternoon's tchina, that's from koyma medis. For the Gemara now, if Rava holds from gerera, why don't you say gerera le gerera? Why don't we say once the morning's tchina has a kapara, it should automatically schlep with it the afternoon's tchina also? So send for the Gemara, Gerera is late, and it's not shred, there are two different svaras. Rava holds you say one Gerera, of a Gerera, the Gerera less late. To say two Gerera, that it doesn't hold from. That only Abaye holds from two Gereras. But one Gerera, even Rava is also made to. See Rashi, Rishin v'sheini mischaper in shrei b'alom mehoya. Shlishi ein mischaper, v'loyam rinan, this is the kashan, Rava, you don't say. Hoya v'asheini mischaper in marishin. Since the second one is mechaper with the first one, shebhalomoy, it was done with one helam, ligro lishlishi moy, let it schlep with it, the third one with it, the kaprosay. The yafagad loy shayach bahadirishin, it's not shayach to the first one. Hey, the korban shefrish viska boy, shame moy sezai, hey, the korban, alem son is habakulam, vienza gerera, elukulam aloma shozahoy, if you bring the korban from the middle one, then pshit everything has its kapara, because both the first and the second one was done the halomoy of the second one. Abaye wants to rush this like greater boss of the Shama territories Rav me Abaye wants Rav out from Abaye to Yama fill heavy carbon alekhon mehem nis khapu kulam this like greater had the bay you be Yama lehid leel to me khapu tchine shma be greater and then Rav is also my do you say greater I want to say a second greater Ross to rush you the Abaye sirle the Yama greater tchine shma this khapu be greater tigre nam tchine shknegdoy why doesn't the morning tchine be me khapu the afternoon tchine we shum shnei zeh khelol nechod Teretz Posh, Greira the Greira, Kihach the Tchina, Kamaist, even the morning's Tchina that has its Kapara, Lo Yechapro, Elo Begreira, it only has Kapara because it's Shlep Mith, it's Greira, Lo Yaleb, Lo Yaksiri Shima Boa Korban. The Korban didn't come because of the Tchina, and it didn't even come because of the Ksiri that was done with it in the morning, Elo the Agreira. Badik Ksira, it's only Miskishlep, it was Shlep Mich with the morning Ksira. Hilkach loy hodra Gerera labasraisim mishem shem Tchina. How do Ravi, you don't say Gerera le Gerera. When the morning is Tchina, Gufa had its kapor only through a Gerera, you don't say it has Bekayach to Shlep along the afternoon's Gerera also. The afternoon's Tchina also. Zot Gemara. Milsa the pshita lel abayev rova. That we just got from saying zaya abayev rova both hold. That you say a svara from Gerera. Hishno mi boyda le Reb Zera. Reb Zera had this for shayla if you say this Gerera not. Reb Zera was mesupik if you say this new svara from Gerera. The boy Reb Zera Rabasi. Because you see, Reb Zera is the shadow from Rabasi. For Yarmila, boy, Mene, Reb Yumi, Reb Zera. Some says